Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this March the 24th. We are speaking with the head softball coach of Rock Ridge, John Nelson. I know a tough time and kind of trying to wait and see what happens. I guess, first of, how have you been dealing with all this?
We've been kind of taking it day by day. You know, my wife's a healthcare worker, so first and foremost, got to make sure she's healthy and ready to go. And then I've got a daughter who's immunocompromised, so same thing, just doing what we can to take care of things at home first.
I know you've done a great job keeping connected with your team through social media, and I saw one of the things you did yesterday utilizing some video editing where kids basically were passing the softball around, or I should say not passing it, and we'll use correct terminology, throwing the softball around a digital media aspect. So you're trying to keep people entertained, connected, things of that nature. You really need to do it at this time.
Yeah, I mean, we actually saw that on a different platform, and I thought that'd be a great way to get our kids to stay connected, you know, while they're apart. And, you know, we just thought, hey, here's an idea for you guys to do. Go ahead and throw something together, see what you can come up with. And I thought it turned out great. I've just been, you know, texting them and reminding them of the drills that they can do when they're alone. And they've been sending me video almost every day about, you know, somebody doing a different drill or, you know, throwing a ball off of a garage and catching it or into a throwback screen, things like that. And, you know, working, doing some T-drills in the garage. So that's good. They're staying fresh, you know. And the biggest message I'm saying to them is, you know, selflessness is a huge part of our program. And right now, this is the biggest selfless act you can do. You know, you got to stay quarantined. You got to stay inside. And make sure we prevent the spread of this virus. And they're doing a great job with that. And the other thing is, you know, how would a champion act? We got to act like a champion in this situation.
All right. So the first day of practice was back on March 2nd, right? And you factor in the open gyms, things of that nature before that. The first day of games could be played March the 16th. So actually we'd be in the second week of the season in terms of games being played this week. Now, softball is a little different animal. You know, if the green light ever comes, you know, after this mandatory shutdown ends, if it does end, the shelter in place, if it does end April the 6th or April the 7th, whatever the date is, who knows? But softball, do you think softball can just pick up where it left off, or do you think you need a week of practice or 2 weeks of practice? I mean, if John Nelson was in charge, and, you know, the shelter in place is over, kids can return to school. You know, that's the first and foremost thing we think about here. When do you think actual games should resume with softball?
I would say, you know, give them 3 to 5 days. I think, you know, if you look at the, you know, softball player as a totally different animal, they're the type of kid that, you know, they're going to put the work in any chance they can. So I think softball, they're staying fresh, you know, as best as they can. And then I think because we were so hot and heavy those first few weeks before we got shut down, it won't take long to get back, you know. So I think you gotta let them get back in school. You gotta let them, you know, kind of get acclimated back into, you know, being an academic student athlete first, and then you know, get a couple of practices under your belt and you know, kind of refresh your plays and things like that. But I don't think it'd take long, and I think it'd be okay if they extended the season an extra week or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, in this situation.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about that. You know, they are talking about modifying the calendar, but I think they're going to treat all sports uniformly in terms of, you know, the state tournament weekends where 1A, 2A baseball and softball basically coincide and play on the same weekend. But again, we talk about softball being a different animal where you probably can put a season, realistically a season together in a month and a half for softball.
Absolutely. Yeah,
baseball, you can't do that, though.
No, you can't do that at all. You got to allow those pitchers some time to let their arms heal up and things like that. But softball, we can do that. You know, I'm okay with, you know, starting the season a week later. I wasn't really for it to begin with, but you know, in this situation, I understand them, you know, extending it, you know, a week or two. But as far as like a permanent moving the calendar back, I'm not for that at all, because these kids, you know, a lot of them are going to have their colleges paid for with softball, and they need to get back to their travel teams where they're getting seen so much more at the exposure tournaments and things like that that happen in, you know, late, that start happening in mid to late June, you know, and whether it's in Colorado or, you know, Nashville, Tennessee, or, you know, out in California, wherever. And I think we need to get those kids back to those teams as soon as we can, just to afford them those opportunities.
All right. And you mentioned at the beginning of our interview that you have a wife that works in the healthcare industry. And mm-hmm. you have a daughter that's autoimmune compromised. So you know yep. you know what's up, as they say.
But
So knowing all that, how concerned are you that you think there'll be a season? I mean, is that in the back of your mind, thinking that there's maybe the possibility that there ain't going to be a season this year?
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely in the back of my mind. That's kind of in the front of my mind, you know. But at the same time, you have to be prepared. You have to act as if. And you have to prepare like a champion. Otherwise, you won't be a champion. So, you know, we're preparing as if we're starting April, you know, 8th or whatever, April 9th, out of whatever they got it pushed back to now. You know, the kids all have their binders. They've got all their mental prep. They've got their emotional prep. They've got all that stuff in their binders that they can read and they can practice the visualization drills and all that kind of stuff. They can read up on mental toughness and body language and things that are really, really important to us, you know, in their binders. And that's what I've been, you know, kind of texting them on a weekly basis, you know, hey, read this article that I gave you you know, write me back a 3 to 5 sentence paragraph. Let me know how you think it affects our program, things like that. But we just got to prepare and be champions and act as if we're going to play as soon as they let us.
I tell you what, I'll leave it at this. It's just killing me not to be able to broadcast games here this spring. So I hope play can eventually resume, because we need games to be played and games to be broadcast in the area, and we need kids back in school. So hopefully things can turn around here and we can have some semblance of a normalcy here, and not only locally but regionally and nationally as well. We appreciate the visit, John Nelson, and I hope the next time I talk to you, you just get wrapped up doing infield before a first pitch down in Lower Rock Island County with, let's see, the Rockets taking on, who you want to play? The Geneseo Maple Leafs, maybe, or something like that. How about that?
That was our opening day game. Yeah, that was our opening day game last week.
All right. Good to visit with you, sir. Hopefully we'll soon be talking to you out of the diamond.
Thank you, and take care.
All right. Jim Taylor on WRMJ.